Okay, today's Duff is Duff Lemon Hay, and unfortunately, I forgot to press recording on the share, so I'm recording it again now. And if you remember last year, we ended with the opinion really of Rabbi Yehuda, who says if someone has a relationship with their mother, then it is only Chayiv Mishum Imo and not Mishum Eshet Av. So the Gemara, the way into the share, says, well, Rabbi Yirmiyah by Ha'ba'al Imo, if someone has a relationship with his mother, what about other prohibitions? Ma'u Shu Chayiv Alev Mishum Eshet Ish would be Chayiv because of Eshet Ish. So Eshet Ish is mean the fact she's married. So does it will we also because he says imohi, does it exclude, if you like, all prohibitions? Or maybe it's just Eshet Aviv. But when it comes to Eshet Ish, maybe it'd be chai for that. So Tachami is like a Tashma in Bavli. Ilu ba or Tachazi sometimes we say, yeah, ilu ba acher alei, if someone else had a relationship with her, chai mishum Eshet Ish, that if someone else had a relationship with her, he'd be chai mishum Eshet Ish. So since that prohibition, if you like, applies to other people, Kol Shekhen, if you like, Lo Kol Shekhen should apply to him. So again, even though he wouldn't be Chai Mishum Eshet Aviv, Eshet Ish, the assumption is he would be Chai. So hey, Rabbi Yossi, one second, Hare Chorgo, let's look at his, for example, his stepmother. All right, in that situation, Hu Chayav Alav Mishum Eshet, change to Girsa Av, he'd be Chai Mishum Eshet Av, Nachon, because it's his father's wife. However, Ubana, but her son, Einu Chayav Alav Mishum Eshet Av. Her son wouldn't be Chayav Mishum Eshet Av, again, here's the change, because that Shir Rabbi Yehuda is only Mishum Imo and not Mishum Eshet Av. So you see quite clearly that the fact that the prohibition applies to somebody else doesn't sway Rabbi Yehuda, because in the situation, Mishum Chorgo, in the case of Chorgo, it'd be Chayav Mishum Eshet Av, but for Beno, it wouldn't be, meaning her son wouldn't be Chai Mishum, only Chai Mishum Imo and not Mishum Eshet Av. Clearly, that's Shita Rabbi Yehuda. So the fact it's Chai, therefore you can't bring the argument, oh, since it's other people with Chai Mishum, because that prohibition you should also, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, also applies. So while clearly the conclusion at this point is not Chai Mishum Eshet Ish. So Tani, Af B'Shar Kol Aron, other situations of forbidden relationships, you would also, again, only be Chai Mishum, it's that relationship and not Eshish. For example, Chamoto, and importantly, the assumption here is we're going with a more Chamur-related prohibition, punishment. So Chamoto, the Eshish, Atofso Mishum Chamoto. So if it's his mother-in-law, well, that is prohibition is, so we'll go along with the Korban. Here it says Chamoto is Mush because of Sreifa, and Eshish is Chenek. Sreifa is more Chamur than Chenek, so punishment Sreifa. Kalato is daughter-in-law, Veshedish. Let's say he's a daughter-in-law who also happens to be married. Well, then again, you only get a tosso mishum kalato, and you get that punishment. Kalato is skila, and Veshedish is chenek. Skila is more chamor. But the next case is an interesting one. Achoto ve'eshedish atosso mishum matato. So the Gemara says mifrei min hachamor alu makna bekala. So again, the assumption is we'll keep going with the pattern with the sister and Veshedish. You chay mishum doing the sister, but the problem is the sister is punished with karet, which is more kal now than a Veshedish. So are we now saying you attach it to the more kal than the chamor? That seems to be breaking of the pattern. So the Gemara says, well, late yachil, it's impossible to say this. Impossible to say that what? That you wouldn't be mechay mishum achotor and you take a shidish. Okay? It's possible to say that that's an argument to say against it. In other words, that you should always go by the chamor. That's the way the Korban explains this piece. And then it says, the Tani, well, clear, about to chay mishum alei mishum achotor, but here, it's more, you'll see this leads to a different debate. Habal Chotov, someone's relationship with their sister. He Chai Mishum Achato, he's Chai Mishum, the fact it's his sister. Umishum Bat Eshet Aviv. Also, because the Torah says one's not have a relationship with the Bat Eshet Aviv, his father's wife's daughter. So there's like either, well, a sister in this situation, he's also his sister. So Achato, Umishum Bat, so two Isurim. However, importantly, we've got Rabbi Yossi, Berebi Yehuda, importantly, same Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar no, Baal Achoto Inu Chayav Ela Mishum Shem Echad. It seems he only Chayav Mishum one Shem, meaning only Mishum Achoto. Also the same relationship if you have a situation you got of Kalato, his daughter-in-law, because Kalato could also be his son's wife and also his daughter-in-law directly, again, only Mishum Shem Echad. Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Aval says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Atid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, K'Shpeshitat Rabbi Yehuda. It seems that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is just like his father. By the way, just to go back a step, in both those cases of Abal Achoto, it says because it says Achotcha he as well. It's saying that same he drash, and Kalato also says. I think it also says Kalato he as well. If I'm not mistaken. Eshet bincha hi, sorry. It's your eshet bincha hi. So in other words, it seems to be that he's really following in his father's footsteps by being Dorish in the hi to say only one prohibition be chayav for. However, you know, as it says, Kamad Rabbi Yehuda tofes shem rishon, ken Rabbi Yossi ba Rabbi Yehuda tofes shem rishon. You just take one of the shem, well, the first shem, meaning just like in our Mishnah, chay mishum imo and not eshet aviv, so too achoto and not but eshet aviv, and kalato only on its own and not eshet bono. So, however, Chaz Rabbi Yirmi Avahu says b'shem Yochanan late Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda keshita Rabbi Yehuda aviv. No, he's not like his father. Why? Taman imo below eshtaviv chayav. Eshtaviv below imo chayav. Meaning Rabbi Yosef would argue with his father in the case, but only in the case in our Mishnah. Why? Because both these relationships, if they can be separated from one another, like independently, one would be chayav for. For example, first case is, let's go over it. It says, Keshit imo below eshtaviv. If it's his mother, but not his father's wife, for example, the case of but like it is that's the relationship, he was a product of rape, he'd be chayev. Similarly, eshet aviv below imo, if it's his father's wife, which is not his father, and it's not his mother, well, it's also chayev. In other words, both those shemot independently, one is chayev for. So that's why he said he would disagree with his father in that situation, be chayev shtayim. Ah, in this situation, why only chayev echad? Because in our situation, if they're separated, you've got bat eshet, bat yeah, bat eshet aviv. That's not achoto. For example, step siblings. In that situation, it's mutar. So because if you tried to separate them, you wouldn't be chayev on both of them. You only chayev one. In that situation, that's why it says if they come biyachad, you only chayev once. Ah, that's good. If you look at the Korban Eda in the Deborah Machil Baram, he says, but if that's the case, why does the Torah even mention Ervat Bat Eshet Avicha? Why does it even mention that case? Lamali. If you never be chay for it, you're only ever going to be chay b'shum achoto, that's lema'et, to exclude achoto meshifcha, to exclude over nochrit. If it's a sister, meaning a biological sister, if you like, that was a product of a shifcha or a nochrit. In that situation, there it's not considered achoto because the patroleia. In other words, it's coming to qualify, reduce the scope of what is considered achoto. Okay, fine. Next, let's look at the next Mishnah. This is Halacha Zayin. Habal zachur, if some relationship with a male, ve'al behema or ve'al behema, or with a animal, visha, and a woman that brings a behema has a relationship with an animal as well. So importantly, here these are we're still going through the list we mentioned in the beginning of the Isserei Skila and fleshing it out. But one of the things the Mishnah raises is that the animal is also killed. Now, when we stone an animal for killing an individual, we can understand it committed a crime. However, im adam chet, in a situation where man has a relationship with an animal, what did the animal do? Im adam chet be'ma machatat or machata. So the Gemara says, elofisha bali de la adam takala yadeya. Because of fichach amar katov yiskal, because that was the cause of his avera, the Torah says to rid the world of it. That's one pshat. However, the Mishnah adds another. Devar acher shlotia be'ma over b'shuk ve'yomru ze he sheniskal ish ploni al yadav. We don't want the animal to walk around the marketplace and be saying, oh, by the way, that's how Shmerel, this is the animal that Shmerel ended up having a relationship with and died. In other words, to use the lashon of the Bnei Moshe, he says, chasa Torah al yadei kavod abriyot. The Torah is concerned regarding kavod briyot, the honor of human beings, and therefore this would be a slight on the kavod of human beings. That's what the Torah says, rid of it. Now, I'm going to share this sheet here that basically helps us understand the drashas that we're going to be doing. The Gemara says, Habal zachor, someone has a relationship with a male. So when it comes to these prohibitions, we have to understand what the azara, meaning laws, lota says. Where the source that is going to be punished with karet as well, and also the punishment of the capital punishment that's associated with it, skila. So the Gemara is going to ask about all of them. As lavolas, where someone has the relationship with a male, so he's the one having the relation, the active party. That's called the shochev. Where do we know that's prohibited? It says vetzachar lo tishkav, doing the act mishkavisha tovahi. It's considered abomination. Okay, and then it says next pasuk karet. I know it's punished. That's the lotta. I know it's punished with karet. Because very importantly, this is all in Parashat Acharei, it says that lists a whole lot of forbidden relationships, and the pasuk by the end of that section says, "Ki kol yaseh mikol ha-te'evot ha'eil." Anyone that does any of these to these combinations, v'nichron. So the karet is associated with anything above that list. Okay, karet as well. It says, "Ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha-te'evot ha'eil nichron." It says, "We're going there." Onesh, what the punishment? We have to go to the next parashat Kodoshim, sorry. It says, "V'ish asher yishkav et zachar mishkavei isha toiva asu shnehem motu matu dmehem bam." So dmehem bam is, you see, there's dmehem, the term dmehem is associated with someone who has a relationship with an animal, and then aleph dmehem bam, dmehem bam. Now dmehem bam there refers to the ovindoni, some of the types of idol worship, and there the punishment, it's quite clear, says someone gets skila. Okay. I think we've got the pasuk further down. I should have put it in, but it's further down. Yes, here. Okay, fine. Now, ad kudun, I can understand that shochev, the person who is having the relationship, but the nishkav, if you like, to want of a better terminology, the recipient in this male-to-male relationship, how do you know the azara karet and onesh even applies to him? So the Gemara says, so the Rabbi, see, this is opinion Rabbi Akiva, but you've almost got like a creek teeth. You can read that word both ways. That can be referring to the shochev or the nishkav. So therefore, that all the drashas we did apply equally to both. Now, ad could Rabbi Akiva, that only makes Rabbi Akiva who is dorish in such a way, creek teeth. Rabbi Shmuel that doesn't says, where does he learn it from? So lo yikadesh b'bnei Israel. So he has to learn it from the word kadesh. A kadesh is someone who gives himself over in like in a profession to this type of relationships, like a male prostitute with other males. Okay. So lo yikadesh b'bnei Israel. So there, quite clearly, that's referring to a being a nishkav. That's a lotaseh. Yeah, the pasuk I've got here in the next second column. So karet l'nishk. What about the isur karet associated with a minayin? Rabbi Yirmiyah says b'shem Rabbi Avahu ne'emar kan kadesh v'ne'emar. We see kadesh here. Also see Kadesh in Sefer Malachim. It says, Kadesh, and importantly, the pasuk continues, Asu kuchol ha-to'evot ha-goyim. Now, since I've used we've connected Kadesh to Sefer Malachim as being a to'eva, and since this parasha back in Acharei says that all the to'evot are punishable with karet, so therefore, you see, there's punishment with karet. However, Rabbi Chiya doesn't like that drash. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, "Rabbi Chiya toevat mit toevah." He says, "Absolutely, you cannot do that. Why? Because that pasuk we brought in Acharei, ki kol asher yetzot of ha'elev nichotun nefesh me'asada. That's only for the tov of the ha'elev. Only those things that are associated, if you like, with the list above. And kadosh isn't in that list above. So therefore, he does the drash differently. He says, since it's kadosh is referred to toevah." And we see also the shochev, the first pasuk up above in the, by the Azara. You see, we connect the toeva to say that just as karet applies to the shochev, also the nishkav. Now, Amrav Yossi Brebun, Matnita Amra Ken, you see that you know they connect the two together. Again, toeva asu shnehem, that we connect the, there's a connection between the two of them together. So shnehem b'skila, shnehem b'azara, shnehem b'karet. Now, importantly here, the question was only Rabbi Shmuel, I forgot to mention this, by Isur Karet. There was no question by Onesh, because it's quite clear that pasuk above that says, "Vash isha sheishkav et zachar mishkav isha tovasu et shnehem mot yumatu dmehem bam." That clearly that both of them are included in the punishment. No question that we had to do these drashas, again, two different ways, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Chiya Barada, or Rabbi Al and Rabbi Chanina, in terms of the punishment of Karet for the Nishkav. Okay. So that's really importantly, that's all regarding Mishkav Zachur. And the really important thing to remember for the continuation of the Gemara later on is that Rabbi Kiva learns both Hashav and Nishkav from the same Psukim, Rabbi Shmuel actually learns them from different Psukim. Next, as what about a relationship with an animal? We're going to go through the same exercise. Azra a relationship with an animal, where what's the source? Well, clearly it's very simple. You cannot have a relationship with a male, cannot have a relationship with an animal. Don't worry about Isha at the moment, but that we'll get to next year. Karet, how do you know the punishment of Karet? Well, again, that's written in that Same section in Parshat Acharei, and the concluding line was "Ki kol asher yasu mikol ha'elim nichrutzu ha'nefeshot nasu mikaravam." The karet applies to it. Okay. This is onesh mina, without the punishment. Now here you're going to have two different directions. So the ish asher, now here the it says ish atin shkapto be'emar mot yomatu, and at yalif the korban ha'eda does a different gear. So at yalif hariga hariga skila skila d'me'emam mid'me'embam. What's the hop, skip, and a jump that we're doing here. It says, V'ish, this is based on the Korban Eda, I have it in the second column in the sheet. V'ish asher nitro ve'ma, mot yumata ve'ma tarogu. Tarogu is, Lachon had to be killed. Great, what killing. Then we connect that tarog to varagta to the isha that has a relationship with an animal. But at the end of that pasuk says, doesn't say the punishment, it says d'mehem bam. But we already know the pasuk d'mehem bam connects us to Ovi and Ovi Yodonim, it says, be'evni gemuota. So it's a two-step drush. Meaning the Isha learns it from Ovidoni, and then it's Melamed to teachers regarding the Ish has a relationship that also has Skila. So therefore, that if you discuss this in the past, Akadun, that only makes sense according to who? That only makes sense according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Lomed can Melamed. We've seen this recently. However, Rabbi Shmuel, what did Rabbi Shmuel do with that? So Rabbi Shmuel says Min Atrei v'Rabbi Akiva Min Atrei. Now, the Ishara Korban inserts quite a bit here, but we'll keep it like the Korban Eda, the Kapshuto. So, I mean, Atrei means the way the Korban Eda, he says, this is on the left hand side, he says, V'isha ten shifto be'ema mot yumat ve'ema tarogu. So, the tarogu is, we see, referring directly, if you like, to the relationship that a man has with an animal. Okay, which is the same passage we started with Rabbi Akiva. Then he connects the Hariga, if you like, all the way directly, not a two step. Ki arog taragenu yadchad tiyeh bo b'rishona lamito, v'yad kol ha'bachrona, uskaltim b'avanim, v'met. So his skill is associated with a different taragenu, or that's our taragenu, and that is referring to the case of a mesit, someone who entices other people to avodah zarah. So, and what's then the lashon of min atrei min atrei? So he does a direct link, which is fine, and I should read Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, nicholi, he prefers l'meir from komo, hasamuch. He prefers to make the connection directly to ish to isha, because if you have a look here, it's one pasuk leads to the next. And he's got no problem of being halamed, being a melamed. That's why he had a three-step process. The Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael prefers to jump all the way to doing the Gzereshah Tarogu Tarogu, or connecting Tarogu with Tarogu, all the way to the case of the Mesit, because again, he doesn't have that two, he doesn't have the two-step process. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Onish Lenishkav, Mr. Bit, sorry, Karet Lenishkav, Alder Rabbi Shmuel Leit Mishkach. What about the Isu Karet and Onesh? Because again, it's just as up above, we had the exercise of that the Shochev Nishkav had to be learned separately. What about the Nishkav? Now, when it comes to Karet, it's not such a problem. The Korban explains the Kurabi Akiva. Because he can use the same sort of Shchoftecha, Shtiftecha, sort of a creative to learn Karet. But Rabbi Shmuel, you've gotten. It's not clear, and similarly, the Onesh is not clear. According to both shittot, that a Nishkav, a male who's a Nishkav to Be'ema, would get this punishment of Skila. So that's why it says Onesh again. So currently, Nishkav al dat Rabbi Shmuel like Mishkach. Onesh Nishkav al de Rabbi Shmuel al Rabbi Shmuel ben al sorry ben al Rabbi Shmuel ben al de Rabbi Kiva like Mishkach. We don't see it. I'll just read the comment actually. He says, "Im be'emal matzino l'Rabbi Shmuel b'shalom Rabbi Kiva di'alif azra mi'dichtiv b'kol be'emal otin shchotah kari kundi shchiftecha im ke kari nami shamina ma'atam de'le'el v'nichrotu el Shmuel kari milalan d'lo yikadesh lo kai ela agavrei." Because before, when he tried to do the shchiva, and you learn, oh, the nishkav we can do by kadesh. Kadesh refers to giving himself over to another human being, not to a man, to an animal. Sorry. But what in the kashin nami Rishul regarding the also he says, but what in the kashin nami Rabbi Shmuel, he also got a question Rabbi Shmuel regarding azhara. So again, to make it clear, sorry, that's why in the box here you see the azhara. You can say azhara and karet. You can learn from for Rabbi Shmuel by way of this shchoftcha, but the azhara and karet is not so clear for Rabbi Shmuel. And similarly, onesh, we don't know where you learn from the nishkav. So that's why you have a gears to change here. It says. You got kol shochev in behemah mot yumat, and the next pasuk after is ki zoveach lelohim yecheram bilti lashem levado. So, what's that? That's shochev in behemah. What type of shochev behemah are we talking about? So that's all in the Korban Eda. It says hachi pershol. K'tiv kol shochev in behemah mot yumat. So we can't be talking about someone who's the shochev, imenu in the shochev, the how we learned the isha shayit en shchov tove bema. We learned all that already. So motumato ela tnele in the nishkav. Therefore, it must be returned to the nishkav. Okay, but therefore, you know, if nishkav is asur, so that helps us with azhara. How do you know that it gets a punishment? Skili min alan mida samich lei zovach li lemecheram. That's referring to someone who's an avodah zara. By no shochev l'umat. Therefore, he gets a punishment of skila. Just as now what we've done, therefore, not just learned to skila, we've connected the nishkav lebehema, le someone who avodah zara, and just as then as someone who does an avodah zara is gets karet and skila, so too we have the nishkav as well. So that's why we've got this part, the two parts here. Okay. Says again, so to summarize, the important for the next piece, when it comes to a relationship with a man, according to Rabbi Akiva, Shochev and Nishkav learn from the same place. Rabbi Yishmael says actually learn from two different sources. And when it comes to, if you like, with a relationship with an animal, Shochev and Nishkav, according to everybody, learn from different sources. Okay? Fine. Okay, with that, see if you like that. The connection we said for the Nishkav between HaKolash Shochev, which is, must be a Nishkav in Behema, to a someone who zoveach Elohim achira. Okay, now Gemara says, "My nafka b'nei." What's a nafka between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva? So he says, "Well, shachav et hazachor." Some relationship with a man, v'nishka b'meno, and then also becomes not the shochev and nishkav. Behalem echad. First the shochev and then the nishkav behalem echad. Adat Rabbi Yishmael changed the girsa chayiv shtayim because he says and learned from two different sources. So therefore, two different averas, two different sermons, for like the chayv shtayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, I thought Rabbi Akiva that says actually learned from the same psukim. Well, it's like two same isuk multiple times behelam echad. So therefore, it'd be chayv on the echad. Yafeh. Now shchavet ve'emav nishkav. What about if someone has a relationship with an animal and also is nishkav v'meno? Well, ben adat according to everybody, melter Rabbi Akiva, ben adat Rabbi Shmuel, according to both, you know, chayv shtayim is chayv both. Why? Because according to be'ema, everyone agrees that they learn from separate sources. Shchavet hazachur ve'tebe'ema. Chayiv shtayim. Someone has a relation with a man and an animal. And that chad is chayiv shtayim because again, different sources. Nishkav min hazachor min ema. Well, also chayiv shtayim. Shechav shnei zachim. What happens now if someone has behelam echad has a relation with two different men, a man and two different men? Kechad me'achar shishmit chayim al yadayim shnayim. Since they're going to be chayiv multiple, each there'll be multiple korbanot on that end. So each one. So therefore, that would require him to bring multiple korbanot chayiv shtayim. This is the concept of gufi mechalakim, even if it's behelam echad, since it's multiple people and each of them going to be chayiv, so therefore he has to be chayiv multiple times. Similarly, nishkav mimena, mishnei tzachim. If the nishkav in relation with two different men, kan mechash mitchavim al yedei shnayim, since they're going to be chayiv shtayim, so too chayiv shtayim is chayiv shtayim. Okay, next. Tanya zachur lo asa bo et hakoton gagadol. When it comes to zachur, relation with a man, they didn't treat a katan like a gadol. Now, I'll explain it in a minute, that meaning that the katan, it will be chayev, at least talking about dafka being the nishkav, he has to be what's at least like, nor generally to be chayev, punishments ra'u labia. Okay? Which is the age of 9. I'll just read inside. Lots of gurum. Ben nishkav, mayer v'hachi kamar l'chayev sh'shochev, detanya v'ish asher yishkav et zachar, ben katan ben gadol, but Tanadach Breitet says, no, v'lifurushin lav b'chol tanim amrit, not all tanim, ela, we still need to be, in other words, you don't need to be bar onshim to be lechayev shochvo, aval gadol k'tza pe'inam, you have to be a little bit big, meaning a tishachanim. However, comes to be'emah, there's no tishachanim, asa b'etak tanah gadol. It doesn't make a difference, if it's the nishkav. The Gemara says, one second, so an Amar Balazar says Bicholakia. It says Lolam Einu Chayev Aleha Adju Bat Shloshanim Biyom Echad, which the simple reading seems to be, and that's why the Korban explains it here, that it says just like a Nekeva, Ein Biat Bia Adj Tiyabat Shloshanim Biyom Echad. Right, with an animal, the animal also has to be 3 years, which he finds a bit strange. Because if you think, I mean, not here, the Shari Korban, therefore he's means it will perish in a moment. Because with a girl, you understand why it has to be, that the definition of prohibitive relationship, Yichayev has to be age of 3, it has to be some sort of maturity, has to be what's called, so the act is considered bia. But an animal, what's 3 years got to do with anything with that animal? And therefore he changes the gears, says, Lolam enu mitchayev alav. Meaning we're not talking about relationship with the animal, we're talking about a relationship, man-man relationship. Meaning that the first shita said that the subject has to be, if you like, the age of 9. But he's saying no, just like an isha, it has to be actually bat or ba shalosh, has to be at least 3 years, or ben, I should probably be ben shalosh shalim. Okay, like an isha. Okay, let's continue. He says, why is it suddenly this whole exercise we've been going through and all the drushes to try and learn just applies to one party, it also applies to the other. And you don't assume that both parties are chayiv together. But you don't see that by any other forbidden relationship. We don't say, oh, the shochiv's chayiv, where do we know the nishkav? Says, Amalei, b'chol ha'erot katuv b'hem she'er basar. All the other relationships refer to a she'er basar, which is like a familial relationship. So let's explain what that means. Korbanan says, Ish v'isha nesu'im ze lazeh nikru'u she'er basar. They're married to one another, considered like a, that's referred to a familial relationship. V'ktiv, in the beginning, it says, Ish et kol she'er basar lo tikruvu plural. Lashon Rabbim. To include both the shchev and the nishkav, aval zachar v'behema doesn't. They're not considered a share basar, and therefore you don't have that. That's why there's nothing in the pesukim to say that they're both chayiv together. That's why you had to go through this whole exercise. Okay, the Gemara says so. Ketuv mehem share basar, ve'elo ein ketuv share basar. However, 18 we're talking about Hari Nida in the pesukim doesn't say anything about share basar. Ein ketuv mehem share basar, and ve'lo nichlekol aleh. You don't see any drashas and machlokas regarding, ooh, how do we know the isha is also chayiv when the man's chayiv? No, you don't have any of that. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, mekeman dechtiv kreva kreva, kemishu kulam kan. So I'll show you here. He says, Ktiv hacha lo tigravu, Kormaneda says, that's referring to the forbidden relationships. Lo tigravu the Ktiv hatam ve'elisha b'nat tomat lo tikrav. In other words, therefore, kemishu kan. In other words, it's almost like a gzer shava trying to connect the tigravu with tigravu. The Gemara says, "Rechia Baradis, what are you talking about? The Eli Shabbin and Datuman lo tikrav singular legalot erevata. Sounds like in the singular, in the male. So we're back to square one. So why did we spend have the whole exercise trying to find out how the nishkav in the case of Anida should also be chayiv? So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabun says he bal tikrav, he bal tigla. In other words, ki heichi du legalot erevata kayavan nekava." Af lo tikrav kav alenekeva. She lo tikrav alenekeva. In other words, just as the legalot is referring on the ish and the nekeva, so to the tikrav is also referring to nida, and therefore there's no difference between the two. I'll just read the Shari Korban explains a bit more detail. He says, Umashni Rabbi Yossi lo tikrav hu kamole tikale. V'gibichech the bechol aro, just in kind of other fruit relationships. Ha'isha muzheret kamo ish. Afal gav, despite the fact there it says lo tegale in the singular, meaning lashon zachar, hachinami, so to amrinan, the lashon lo tikrav, also in the singular, can be understood referring to both of them. Okay, I'll pick up from here. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.